DeepEnglish.com.
Throughout his life, Lucius Quincius Cincinnatus wore many hats. He was a humble farmer, an aristocrat, and a member of the patrician class. Did Cincinnatus wear many hats throughout his life? Yes, he wore many hats throughout his life. What were some of the hats he wore? He was a humble farmer, an aristocrat, and a member of the patrician class. He was given absolute power over the people of ancient Rome on two occasions, and he voluntarily gave it up each time. How many times was Cincinnatus given absolute power over the people of ancient Rome? He was given absolute power over the people of ancient Rome on two occasions. And did he retain power each time? No, he didn't. He voluntarily gave up power each time. What made Cincinnatus famous in his time, and a legend in ours, is the fact that he was an honorable man. What made Cincinnatus famous in his time, and a legend in ours? The fact that he was an honorable man made him famous in his time, and a legend in ours. He was also a man of great wealth. However, Cincinnatus thought of himself as a humble farmer. His greatest joy in life came from cultivating his land. Was Cincinnatus a poor man? No, he was a man of great wealth. And what did he think of himself as? He thought of himself as a humble farmer. And what did his greatest joy in life come from? His greatest joy in life came from cultivating his land. What does your greatest joy in life come from? As an aristocrat, he never sought or asked for the power to which he was entitled. He reluctantly accepted leadership when asked by the Senate. As an aristocrat, what did he never seek or ask for? As an aristocrat, he never sought or asked for the power to which he was entitled. Did he accept leadership when asked by the Senate? Yes, but he reluctantly accepted leadership when asked by the Senate. The Roman custom in times of strife was for the Senate to appoint a single man as dictator. The dictator would have absolute authority over the people and army of Rome. What was the Roman custom in times of strife? The Roman custom in times of strife was for the Senate to appoint a single man as dictator. And who would the dictator have absolute authority over? The dictator would have absolute authority over the people and army of Rome. Cincinnatus was named dictator when the Romans were losing a war against two of their neighbors. He was plowing a field when his call to arms came after the city fell into a panic. When was Cincinnatus named dictator? Cincinnatus was named dictator when the Romans were losing a war against two of their neighbors. And what was he doing when his call to arms came? He was plowing a field when his call to arms came after the city fell into a panic. Cincinnatus successfully led the Roman army to a swift victory. After the battle was won, Cincinnatus was given a parade, called a triumph, through the streets of Rome. Did Cincinnatus lead the Roman army to a slow and steady victory? No, he led the Roman army to a swift victory. And what was Cincinnatus given after the battle was won? After the battle was won, Cincinnatus was given a parade, called a triumph, through the streets of Rome. The people wanted Cincinnatus to remain dictator, and some wanted to make him king. Cincinnatus refused the offers, and after only 2 weeks gave up his power and returned to his farm. Did the people want Cincinnatus to go back to his farm? No, they certainly didn't. They wanted Cincinnatus to remain dictator, and some wanted to make him king. Did Cincinnatus accept their offers? No, he didn't accept their offers. How long did it take him to give up power and return to his farm? It only took 2 weeks for him to give up his power and return to his farm. Cincinnatus was called upon to become dictator for a second time, 19 years later. Once again, the great man gave up his power as soon as his task was complete. How long after his first rule as dictator was Cincinnatus called upon again? Cincinnatus was called upon to become dictator for a second time 19 years later. And did Cincinnatus give up his power as soon as his task was complete, just like before? Yes, once again, the great man gave up his power as soon as his task was complete. Cincinnatus lived out the remainder of his life living modestly on his farm. Did Cincinnatus live lavishly on his farm for the remainder of his life? No, he lived out the remainder of his life living modestly on his farm. His bravery and honorable character became the standard by which Roman leaders would be measured for centuries. His actions are still considered the gold standard for leadership around the world. What became the standard by which Roman leaders would be measured for centuries? Cincinnatus's bravery and honorable character became the standard by which Roman leaders would be measured for centuries. And are his actions still held in high regard? Yes, his actions are still considered the gold standard for leadership around the world. George Washington is often compared to Cincinnatus. Like his predecessor, he was a farmer and was reluctant to retain power for any longer than necessary. Is Abraham Lincoln often compared to Cincinnatus? No. George Washington is often compared to Cincinnatus. In what way were the two men similar? Like Cincinnatus, George Washington was a farmer and was reluctant to retain power for any longer than necessary. Washington was also asked to be king, and like Cincinnatus, refused. Immediately after his service as president, he returned to his farm. What did Washington do after his service as president? Like Cincinnatus, he returned to his farm. Nearly 2,500 years after his death, the name Cincinnatus lives on in the form of place names in Europe and the United States. The most famous of these is Cincinnati, Ohio. How long ago did Cincinnatus die? Cincinnatus died approximately 2,500 years ago. And what is the most famous place name now connected with Cincinnatus? The most famous place name is Cincinnati, Ohio. Have you been to Cincinnati, Ohio?